This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
If you want to listen to this episode or any of our episodes ad-free, you can do that now. Head on over to Patreon. Click on the ad-free level. You get all of our bonus shows that you've been hearing so much about. Plus, every single day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, you can listen to this episode or any of our other episodes at the same time, ad-free, over on Patreon. Hey everyone, this is David. Welcome back behind the velvet rope. Let's just get right into it today because we are joined by the one, the only Sarah Ferreja.
David Yontif. Huge past week or so in the Bravo celebrity sphere. I cannot believe it. I mean, we got a ton to talk about. I mean, obviously, us meeting, we dedicated last episode to Rinna leaving, but we met Sutton.
Should we talk Jen Shah and then talk Sutton?
Yes. I'm drinking from my $35 Sutton tumbler.
$35. Okay, let's discuss that. Yes. I almost got a tumbler.
My husband was like, $35. Where's what else does Sutton give you?
I got a t-shirt and a bag for $45 or $49. We have, I mean, everyone's been asking Jen Shah. Should we talk about Jen Shah?
Yeah, because, you know, I think we both knew, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I think we both figured Jen would be getting 5 to 6 years after the government only asked for 10 years, right? Didn't we both kind of agree upon that? We thought it would be,
like, I mean,
people
are going to stop listening to me because if I say I told everybody so one more time, they're going to tell me they're so fucking sick of me. Does anyone realize I get sick of myself? Like, do you realize this? Just FYI, I'm not buying all this.
Now knowing you, I do.
Thank you. But I said this when she asked for 3 and they asked for 10. I'm like, 3 + 10 divided by 2 is 6.5. There you go.
Yeah. And I almost wonder if the 0.5 was tacked on more after, like, kind of this new stuff came out about the stalking, you know, the restraining order that she was given. And, you know what this means. You're an attorney. 6.5. She's out in 3. Maybe 3.
Someone said, like, I don't know if this is true. I mean, I am an attorney. I should know this. But, like, when it's fed, I don't know. But, I mean, you still can get out.
Really?
But, like, I don't know. I got to look that up.
But
regardless, sorry, I'm like on the phone with the pharmacy. You know, I have my injections. I'm so sorry. I'm double dipping. But hello? Sorry, I'm going to stop doing it. I'm just going to hang up if that happens again. The thing is,
it's funny.
I mean, how do we feel? 6.5?
Well, if it, okay, well, wait a minute. I feel differently now because if it's true about Fed versus like what state level or something, right? So, it, you know, then she's probably looking more at 5 years. 5 years is a long time. And people can spin it any way you want, but five Christmases is a long time. Your boys completely change. They're going to be off to college. They're, you know, does Coach Shaw wait 5 years? Maybe, you know, I mean, that's a long time.
You and Kim D should get together because Kim is like, one day is too much. And she's like, this is, I don't know.
No way.
Look, I think 6.5 is like nothing. And I got to really feel like, is this because of my disdain for this woman? Because apparently I've lost all sense of like, what's the word? All sense of like objectivity when it comes to her. It's just, I just don't like her. I can't explain it. So I don't know. Let me shut this off. I just don't know. Like 6.5 to me sounds like nothing. It just sounds like nothing. What she did. Like I'm shocked. And I don't know if it's because of the Chrisleys and that like led me down this. I don't know. I think it's so lenient. I really do.
Well, I don't know. I think it's pretty on par because not only that, and you know, this happens a lot in child custody cases. A lot of times they don't put the parent that doesn't pay child support in jail because they want them out working. They want them they want to try to get them to make money to give to the other person, right? So they give them a lot of chances. I also think she has $9 million in restitution and something like, I think, $6 million additional in, I don't know what that was for, maybe legal fees and fines and all this other stuff. I mean, so how is this woman ever in a bazillion years going to make $15 million? But the truth is she, and I would think even if she's married to Coach Shaw, you know, a portion of their wages for the rest of their lives is going to be garnished towards these victims. So I think at some point they want her out of jail, trying to write a book, trying to do something to give some restitution to these victims, you know? So in that way.
Well, did you see what the judge said? The judge was like, how are you going to pay this back? And she's like, my business manager isn't here, but like from work. And the judge is like, you're still on the show. And she's like, yes. It's like, girl,
you are not. What business manager
are you standing there lying to the judge? Like, girl, like it's not time for you to do this. To like lie to the judge is what I mean. And like Kim, by the way, Kim D had a whole thing. First of all, she's also going to the same jail as Elizabeth, the other one, the one that ran that
Elizabeth.
So she's gonna run right up to Holmes and kiss up to her and like. Kim D, because Kim knows a lot of people that were in jail. Kim is like, no, what you can do is I think you can put up to $2,500 in your commissary. That's what Kim said. So like you go to jail and like you have money on the outside and like you have money on the inside. And like, I don't know, like she's going to be, Jen is, I think, going to do just fine in jail. I'm not worried about that. It's like, are you going to learn what you did? Like, are you going to really, like what strip search? Is it going to be the second strip search or the 300th strip search? That you realize like what you did, like at what point are you going to be stripped down of your dignity that you're going to realize like you are a caged person?
David, because- can you imagine going away for 5 years, 6 years? You're not sleeping in your own bed. You're not going to the Polo Lounge. You're not buying Louis Vuittons. You're not.
You change as a person, but
a long time. I don't think it's hit her either. She had this dinner party in New York, apparently, and everything. But, man, I think when she gets in, when Chrisley gets in, I mean, look at Joe Giudice. I mean, when you think about Joe Giudice, now lives in the Bahamas, like he's exiled. I mean, what's the guy doing?
But there was something to me, about Joe and Teresa. Now, neither of them shows any emotion as humans, but there was something to me from afar that they got what they did was wrong. I truly got that sense from Giudice, Mike, the situation from Jersey Shore with tax evasion, I got the sense that, I mean, look at him. Do you watch Jersey Shore? Do you fucking watch Jersey Shore? He came out and the situation was sober. I mean, he might have gotten sober before, but he's all about the restitution. And Mike, the situation, if you talk to him, I mean, through the TV, I've never interviewed him, but he seems truly like a changed person for the year or however 18 months he was away of like, I'm starting over my life and I have a beautiful kid. I feel like the situation from Jersey Shore has realized this tax evasion is not correct. I feel Teresa knows she did something wrong. I feel that with Joe. I don't know. It's look, 6 years is a long time. So is 12 and so is 9. Right now, Julie and Todd and Jen Shaw from where I'm sitting do not seem to understand anything about what they did. You can read the words on the paper when you're standing up and making a statement. I don't feel it. I don't see it. You're celebrating with a dinner with 20 people in fucking New York City. What are you celebrating? Did you think you were going to get 15 years? Because I thought you were going to get 14. So I guess there is reason to celebrate. Is she truly happy?
To your point, it does. And the Chrisleys, right? I mean, you see how just absolutely foolish and stupid they are. I mean, they like you said, the only smart thing they're doing is like at least telling their story on their kids' podcast or their own. But I mean, they literally, I cannot even believe how they like use God in all this bullshit of like, oh, you know, God has a plan. And we know, God had one, you original fuckers, to not scam people, you douches. You knew exactly what you were doing. Yeah, I mean, Chris is like, or Todd is just insufferable at this point. And then the gay, you know, coming out saying he wasn't gay when everybody knows. I mean, this man was the Jesus. Guy that abused him, you know, was plucked from nowhere. And you think is making up fucking you? Like, give me a break. So, no, I get it. I get it. Jen, if I were Jen, I would not have thrown a dinner party at an Italian restaurant in New York City post-sentencing. At the same time, I guess you're there. It's now behind you. You might as well maximize the days you got left that you're not in jail. So go and have a party, you know, like go. I mean,
that's the thing, but yes. So but again, dude, motherfucker. First of all, I don't even think she was dressed appropriately for a sentencing. Okay. Like I didn't see any huge Gucci or Louis or Dior, but even what she was wearing to me was a little too ritzy. I mean, look, up until the minute you're sentenced, anything could change. I mean, I would have shown up with a dark blue suit and no jewelry, no bags of any sort. But that's just me. That's why I would advise my client. But I don't know. Like, yeah, I guess you have so many days left. You just want to celebrate and live life. But who paid for this dinner? 20 people. I would guess that you and Coach treated all your friends and the celebratory dinner. I would think Miss Big Shot with her big fucking boots over there, it's on her. I would think that she whipped out the credit card. Hey, I got it. I'm Jen Shaw. So, all right, well, you owe this money and these are the victims. So, I mean, 20 in New York, that's two. You're drinking over there? I drink too. Let me tell you something. You were with me at the Polo Lounge. You were with me at Craig's. So dinner, it's in New York City. What is that? Two, let's just say two a person times 20, $4,000 you just spent. Did you need that fucking dinner? Go to your hotel room, cry. Tell your husband how much you love him and order. And I'm like, who am I to judge? Like, people do crazy things in times of grief. But the optics on it, bitch, are fucking fucked up. They're fucked up. The optics are wrong. And once again, I don't even believe it was a celebration in her heart. I think this is once again playing to the media of I'm big bad Jen Shaw with my big bad boots and I'm fine. Well, you're not fine. You're going to jail. So I'm not shocked. I said 6.5. That's what I guessed once they each, but I'm shocked overall that the state only asked for 10. And overall, I'm shocked, but I'm not shocked once they each ask. I think it's lenient. That's just me. You know, they show one woman, I'm from Mexico and this and that, and I moved here. And then after this, I had to sell my house. And then I lost my house. And then I had to go back to my country after being in America, you know, after being in California forever. And then I died, or the woman's sick now, or whatever it is. But I mean, she really ruined people's lives.
I'll admit it. As important as it is for me to eat healthy and put the right nutrients into my body and hydrate, I'm really not great at it. I'm always on the go. I'm never making that a priority, and I'm always hungry. This was a real problem until I discovered 310 Nutrition. I love 310 Nutrition's water hydrators. You just add them to water and they make your water taste so much better. They also have refreshing lemonade mixes. My personal favorite, they're all in one shakes. I love their caramel sundae, their vanilla cake, the shamrock cream. I drink one of these shakes and it totally satisfies my hunger. They're low in fat and low carbs, which I love. They also satisfy my carb craving. But don't take my word for it. Right now, 310 is celebrating a new year of goals with code VELVETROPE and giving our listeners 50% off up to $100 off your first order. With so many sample packs, new products, it's really fun and it's easy to put together an order or start a subscription on products you know you'll use. Go to 310nutrition.com and use the code VELVETROPE right now for 50% up to $100 for your first order. That's 310nutrition.com and use code VELVETROPE.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com. You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com.
You know how every Saturday when we record with Kim D, her seven dogs are barking and I get so freaking annoyed? Well, listen, I just spent the holidays with Kim, and forget her and her gift. I got her seven dogs Nom Nom. Now listen, Nom Nom is made with real whole food that you can actually see and recognize. You know how most dog food looks like mush? Not Nom Nom. You actually can see the pieces of meat and protein and the vegetables. It kind of looks like food that like a human would eat. Really. It's made without any additives or fillers. It's actually healthy for your dog. Nom Nom cares about quality more than anything, and they make real good food for your dogs. And of course, Kim did not want to hear about anything new, but I mean, she saw the food. She was like, oh, wow. And these dogs, I mean, for once, her seven freaking dogs did not annoy me because they were enjoying this. And it comes with a money-back guarantee. If your dog isn't thrilled within 30 days, Nom Nom will refund your first order right now for 50% off. 50. And no risk. You get a two-week trial at trynom.com/velvet. That's try, N as in Nancy, O as in Oliver, M as in Mary.com/velvet for 50% off. trynom.com/velvet. As we head into Valentine's Day, and you all think I don't have a Valentine, but are you really sure of that? I have to tell you about the best gift for Valentine's Day. Did you know that over 6 billion texts are sent every day? I mean, I text 24/7, sometimes even when I'm on air. And that's why I love Keepster, because Keepster actually does something with your freaking texts. They take your texts, and they're the only ones doing this, and they turn them into an amazing keepsake book, hence the name Keepster. Get it? So you could take a one-on-one text or group text, anything you want, and literally they make it into a keepsake book. Here's how it works. You just download the Keepster app onto your computer, you choose your favorite text, photos, emojis, inside jokes, whatever you want, and then Keepster does the rest. Their books start at just $12.99, so it's super affordable, and it's a really personal gift. That's what I love. Who needs more flowers or another box of damn chocolates? So listen, we live and share so much of our lives on our phones, right? Now you can save what's special with Keepster. So if you have an iPhone, head to keepster.co/velvet and put in promo code VELVET for 20% off. That's keepster.co/velvet and use code VELVET for 20% off. All right, one last time, guys. keepster.co/velvet for 20% off. Hey, girls and boys, what'd you guys think this past Friday? Real Friends of WeHo. Did you guys watch? Well, you better watch, because listen, we're going to be talking about the Real Friends of WeHo here on this very podcast. And you need to watch before this Friday, because the second episode, all new, is this Friday at 9 8 Central. And listen, you guys love Housewives, right? So now you need to learn to meet the house guys of WeHo. Friday nights on MTV are great. We have Drag Race, and immediately following Drag Race is this, The Real Friends of WeHo. Listen, you're going to go inside the lives of 6 amazing West Hollywood friends. And you guys know a lot of the players. Brad Goreski, you know from the Rachel Zoe Project. We're going to get to see inside his marriage with Gary. Todrick Hall, there's been so much written about Todrick. James Vaughn, Curtis Hamilton, Dorian Renaud, and Joey Zauzig. You know what? It's 6 gay guys. And I mean, how great is that? Love this show. And an all new episode is this Friday. So don't miss The Friends of WeHo, part of MTV's new Friday nights after RuPaul's Drag Race, this Friday, 9/8 Central, where only, of course, on MTV.
Ruined their lives.
So, and the thing is, not to cut you off, but like, how old is she? 47, 46, 48? I'm sorry. Like, you know, I'm sure all the our 20 somethings that are listening here, like 53, and they're like, God, that's really old. It's not. You're going to get out at like 52, 53. You got your life left, girl. You have your life left at 54. I mean, you got, this is like, you did the crime, now do the time. You'll see it's a camp. You'll see you'll do a joint book with Elizabeth. God knows she'll be in there scamming Elizabeth, 2 fame whores. But like, you know, your kids could visit every, I mean, listen, I'm not saying it's going to be a great experience. It's crazy, but you get out and have a life. Like, this didn't ruin her life. It didn't. It ruined people's lives. I don't know, Sarah. 6, you get out at like 56, 50, not even 53. I just did the math.
You're a federal convicted 53. Felon. Like, yeah, can you even vote when you get out? Who the fuck is going to hire her? What's she going to do? Who knows?
It's if not good, but like,
I this in 5 years. I mean, her life is pretty well over. I mean, your kids are going to have deep psychological issues. Everywhere the kids go and somebody Googles their name, they're going to go, oh, your mom was that con artist. I mean, yeah, maybe their immediate friends around them are not going to treat them any differently, but like, you know, we just talked about how like corporate you are. And I mean, you think anyone's going to hire her or trust her or like,
but here's, no, but here's the thing, 2019. So 20, 21 and 22, 3 years, like, since I started this podcast, since the pandemic, yeah, a lot has changed. But 3 years, I don't even know where these 3 years have gone. Now, granted, if I were sitting in jail, I mean, they do keep you busy in jail, but like, I might have more time on. But 3 years, like, that went by in a blink. 2019, I just went through 3 years, an entire pandemic. And here we are. Life has drastically changed for me and you, and we're on different coasts. And, yeah. But, you know, you're still, you remember, it's 3 years went by so fast. I'm just saying, I think you go in and you kind of could come out. Like, it's not, to me, it's not enough time. It's not enough to be like, God, I was like away for so long.
I don't know. I agree with the part that I think you're right. She doesn't get it, but I don't agree with, I think it's going to be very sobering because she's been dropped from Bravo. They're not even doing a special with her that we know of now. I mean, maybe that could change, but I mean, I don't think she's coming back. I don't think she's doing any girls trips. No one on her own. I mean, maybe there'll be a documentary about her time in jail and like what's happened since. But then what? Like, I just, you know, and that's like, documentaries aren't that much money. She's probably not going to make that much money. And yeah, I mean, and a lot can happen. Your health, their kids' health.
The health, right. You don't know with the health.
You don't know.
And that's a legitimate concern. And you think Coach will stand by her?
Well, you know, wouldn't you love to know the inner workings of what he really knew or didn't know? I mean, amazingly, he's come off completely unscathed. He seems to have kept his coaching job. You know, he's like revered on the show. You and I have said this. I mean, it's baffling to me that people like come for EJ so much. And then Coach Shaw is like, everyone's like, oh, Coach Shaw. Maybe he's the nicest guy in the world and didn't know anything about Jen stuff. But she certainly alluded to it. It was documented in court documents that Coach would help. I don't know, you know, but a lot can change. Like, I thought Coach Shaw would have left her immediately. But then again, I don't know. The whole coach may have known exactly what she was doing, and they're ride or die. So
this could be like, I love you even more. You're taking the fall from me.
You know, the saddest part is like Jen's mother. You know, it's like Jen's parents are getting older. You know, we saw that with Teresa. Like the last, I mean, that to me, I'm so close to my mom. Like that would break my heart if I did this and I went to jail for 5 years. My mom would be 80. Like, you know, I mean, and it's like, oh my God, maybe I only have a year with her left.
She could pass away when you're in jail. And you do get out for that. I do go to the funeral, but that's, I think, about it.
I mean, that was one of the saddest things for Teresa, like her parents. And, you know, her parents had to live through all that. You saw her dad go downhill. I mean,
it's just like, listen, you did it. I didn't tell you to do this. I didn't tell you. And her argument was like, well, I didn't speak to the people. The judge is like, of course you didn't. You're like the number one highest person. So you had everyone else, because that was an argument for us. Like, I didn't actually speak to any of these victims. I didn't pick up the phone to scam them. And the judge is like, no shit. Like, you were like the top person. Of course you didn't. That was like what all your little peons did. And then did you see that clip that's surfacing in the beginning where she's like, you know, like I'm kind of like the Wizard of Oz and like, that's what I do. She's like, did you ever see like her, like in the beginning, she's like that, you know, and I do lists and marketing and it's all cool. And, you know, basically like every time you click, girl, I make money. That's what she said. She was bragging. So I don't know. Listen, I'm not being petty. I don't feel the remorse for her. So I don't either.
And
but you know what the worst punishment's going to be? What? You know what the worst punishment of all is going to be? What? Is that when she does something in jail that's so shocking or whatever, we will talk about it. But guess what? I mean, do we talk about like Amanda Knox every day? Do we talk about Mary Jo Buttafuoco and Amy Fisher? Do we talk about the Menendez twins? I mean, do we talk about Bernie Madoff every day now? Not really. Only when it's in, we're not going to talk about her every day. That's worse to her than the 6.5 years. Her worst nightmare is happening and that we are just going to move on.
Well, there you go. Karma always gets you one way or the other. So I was thinking that too while you were saying that. I was like, you know what? It would be nice. I don't know. I'm sort of shot out. So I'm like, you know, it'd be really great to like not talk about her anymore. I just find it's the same with Tom. Again, I have no idea how Tom Girardi is not behind bars in a jail facility that accommodates people with memory issues. I have no idea how that guy is still not. He's a fucking awful human being, just like Jen. It's like, yeah. I don't have any empathy, and I just do not talk about these people either. I think they're scumbags. And in fact, we ought to just like have the victims on and let them tell their story. We ought to do a podcast on that and bring light to these individuals, like their lives, how bad they were impacted.
Honey, I thought about it. We're making some changes here behind the velvet rope this year, guys. And we're listening to all of you a little bit. Not that anyone's DMing me. Well, I look at the numbers. We're making some change. Trust me, we're going to have a lot more time for that stuff. You know what we got to talk about? We got to talk about, we were with Sutton on Saturday.
Yes.
Now that I live in Los Angeles, look at her Tumblr, everybody. The Sutton mug. Give a shout out to Sutton. We went to Sutton's store.
Yes.
Sutton was there.
Fantastic. Fantastic.
You know, and my friend from E that we were with, we were leaving and he was like, you never met Sutton. And I really had to think about it. She's been on my podcast 3 times. And I'm like, no, it was all during the pandemic.
Wow. That's amazing that you had her on 3 times. That's an awesome guest.
She's
like a regular co-host for you.
She's almost like a regular co-host. You know what I say about people that are regulars here? I won't go there. I will always look. I'm like, you know, she might be the Wizard of Oz, but I'll be like the Godfather. Like, you either be nice. If you're nice to me and you come on the show, I'm not going to go there with you. Like, I have nothing but good things. Really? I mean, what am I supposed to say about Sutton? She's done my show 3 times. She doesn't have to even look at me. I mean, that really makes me a little person, but like, I'm not belittling myself, but like, she's great, right? Like, you met her. She's great.
Amazing. Her, you know, her.
What do you want to say about her?
Well, people wanted to know because they were like, oh my God, you guys met Sutton. And of course, people loved that you and I were together in real life.
They did.
Her store is adorable, and her store, everything in the store is just exactly like her style, kind of that cute Southern belle. She's teeny as can be. As you know, she's like tiny as a minute, you know, in real life. I actually really loved some of her jewelry. She had some beautiful jewelry that was...
Did you know the prices of any of this?
No, I didn't. And, you know, that's the thing. I didn't want to ask because it's like, I'm sure the rings were like $300 or $400. And I wasn't going to spend $400.
$300 or $400?
Oh, was it $3,000 or $4,000?
Well, that one sweater you said was like $900, right?
Was it? I thought the sweater that I picked up that was really cute, the sweater vest, was like $400 or $450.
Oh, I thought you said $900. I'm just thinking.
Handbag. I looked in the handbag. You know the handbag that she famously wore?
Yeah, those were gorgeous. How much was that?
$1,100.
Okay, that's not like horrible.
No, it wasn't terrible. That's why I thought, that's why I figured, well, if the handbags are $1,100, maybe the rings and some of the earrings are.
And look where the store is. I mean, it's in Beverly Hills on the verge of WeHo. So, I mean, people could afford it that walk in there.
Oh, definitely. Definitely.
There's something about the jewelry. I just made up my own backstory that it was more like, I don't know. I think I would have thought like $1,100+. I could be wrong. I could be wrong. But it's a cute store, right? Smaller than it looks on TV, right?
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com. You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com. You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
I don't know about you, but something is in the air in January. Seriously, I am not impressed with this energy. I have been, first of all, working like a dog. Everyone is on edge. I'm on edge. I've had such a mood, and I just have not been myself. But I have to tell you, Innovative Extracts has come to the rescue. Innovative Extracts offers a full line of CBD and THC products. And man, I have needed these more than ever this month. Their products help with anxiety, mood improvement, sleep. And I love that they have a variety of products and tastes, gummies, creams, vapes. They even have drops that you could take under your tongue. They have a full line of Delta 8 and 9 and 10 THC products, which really have helped me take the edge off. And they're legal and they don't require any medical card. So if you need something to help get you through this January as we head into February, visit their website, www.ie-cbd.com, to get 40% off by using code VELVET at checkout. That's right, a whole 40% off by going to www.ie-cbd.com, enter code VELVET, and get 40% off at checkout. Tonight's the night, you guys. Tonight is the night. Jersey Shore is back in our lives. Are you ready? Have you cleared all your plans? Have you told your friends not to text you? Oh my God, I am so excited. It is finally back. Jersey Shore Family Vacation. This is going to be the best season yet. They travel all over. They go to Hollywood to support Vinny in Dancing with the Stars. They go to the Carolinas. Mike is in a cornhole championship. And I mean, did you see and hear the rumors? They're talking pregnancy announcements. Who the hell's pregnant? And an engagement. Oh my God. I love this show still. Snooki, J-Well, Mike, Pauly D. So happy Angelina joined the group a few years ago and she's back. I don't know. We talk about reality TV here, you know, 24/7. And I think there's no better show than Jersey Shore. I love these guys. guys. So listen, tonight is the night. You don't want to miss this. Make sure you watch Jersey Shore Family Vacation, new season, 8 p.m., 7 Central. Where else? Only on MTV. That's right. Tonight, Jersey Shore Family Vacation, the new season. Everybody's back. 8, 7 Central, only on MTV.
It always is. Yeah. Adorable. She says her pajamas are her biggest sellers. You know, you and I bought.
I almost bought them.
Shirts. They were cute. They were cute. And I'm with you. I mean, she just, look, you and I have met many housewives of many different franchises. And some are, you know, I don't blame them. They're at different points in their career and they're not as welcoming and they're not as friendly. And they're like, hi, how are you? Great. Nice to meet you. Thank you. Sutton was amazing. And, you know, I mean, our friend, John, you know, who got an exclusive, and, you know, you and I were happy to help.
Basically, we were there when this whole, everyone's watching Sutton on E! News break her silence on Lisa Rinna. David and Sarah are the ones that hooked this up. My friend was there from E! Look, this is how this business works. And then her publicist was on the way anyway. And then he's like, I just want to film Sutton and get the exclusive on what she feels about Rinna. Now, if you and I wanted to do that, I'm sure her publicist, who's lovely, would have been like, no. But, you know, I'm telling you, I've been with my friend. I've been out and about with him. Nobody says, I mean, he shows me the list of people that are pitched to him every day. People that you and I would cut off. You would literally cut off. You would saw your arm off. You would literally be doing this podcast with no arm. To get these guests.
Give me an example, because it would take
a lot. Maybe not. Maybe not. But like he turns down, like today on either having Brandy Glanville on, but Housewives, trust me, he doesn't. It's like Brandy had to really pitch her team, had to pitch her, and now she's going to be on. And like, I mean, it's all because they think she's going to be back on Beverly Hills, but like he doesn't like Jersey. He's like, I'm taking Teresa and Melissa on. That's it. I don't want any of these other fucking people. I mean, I shouldn't even be saying this on air. You're going to get me in trouble. Remember, I'm telling you, we're never supposed to mention this person. I'm going to get in trouble. Okay. He didn't really say that. But the point is, this clip that's going around, you and I were standing right there. Well,
Do we want to play it?
Sure. Play it.
We have our own clip. Okay. Let's play.
Sarah pulled out her own phone and I'm like, I'm so nervous right now. And then when it was over.
Okay, hold on. Keep going. Then I'll play it.
And no, then when it was over, my friend was like, what are you doing with your clip? And I'm like, Sarah, they're going to break this on E! News. You can't exactly post this online. But do you see how this crazy business works?
Yeah.
You
break it and then we'll talk about it on the podcast. Here is Sutton's very first comment on Lisa Rinna. We were live there to record it.
Let's hear it.
Yeah, I think we're all sad that Lisa's leaving. I think she will be missed. She always loved to stir that pot, and then we all like to taste the soup. So I think we'll miss Lisa's soup, but I don't think this is the last we'll see from her. And I think, you know, it's going to be a nice time of reflection for her. That's what I'm hoping. And I wish Lisa all the best.
There you go.
She's brilliant at her job. She's brilliant. She is so positive and Southern, but she gets two digs in there. She gets two digs. What did she say? She's like, Lisa made the soup and we all tasted. And she said, I won't miss Lisa's soup. Is that what she said?
No, she said, I think she said that we'll all miss
Lisa's soup. So far, very positive, Sutton, good girl. But then she does do the shade where I think this will be a time of,
yes. Of self-reflection, which is the Southern way of saying, bless your heart, you know, like bless your heart, fuck.
And it's also saying that girl, you came unraveled and you need some self-reflection and this will be healthy for you not to be on the show. It was a little bit of shade. Thank you, E! News. You have that clip because I said to my friend when I wasn't sure if you were going to come with me, I can go everywhere by myself, but I said, please come to Sutton's store with me. Just we'll stop by. We'll say hi to Sutton. She's going to be there. And then he's like, you saw him. I don't exaggerate. He's like, we're staying for this. Blah, blah, blah. We had to get to the Polo Lounge. And I'm like, oh my God. Okay. You see, he argues, but Sutton DMs me because she said skinny mini. She thought I was so thin.
Well, she did comment everywhere. We go, I feel like people comment. Yeah. You look great, but I think, you know, Sutton and I unanimously, I think you said, I want to lose more weight. And Sutton and I unanimously said no. And then we looked at each other and we laughed and we were both like, no, and no, because you look really good, but you know, you have that cheekbones, and that's as much as you need to go. You don't need to look gaunt and concave. You know, some of these people, it doesn't look good. They get, and I've been there on diets. You get so anorexic and the bones are sticking out and you think it's like, it looks great, but it doesn't. And people are worried and you look really good. Like, don't do anything else. Just keep, I would go back to like, can't you do the shots now just like once a month and maintain? Like
you absolutely could. No, I'm not saying I'm going to do that, but you absolutely could. These shots you could just take and skip a week. Absolutely. By the way, talking about skinny, Sutton is fucking tiny in real life. She is so thin. Very. So thin. Loved her. And listen, to your point, I mean, it's Beverly Hills. She could have been some like rich biatch with like an attitude. Nope, she couldn't have been. And it was, it's authentic. It is authentic. That was not an act. So you compare her to these others, like some of, you know, just like Potomac or some of these other franchises, which, and not just Potomac, we'll pick Jersey. I mean, lots of franchises. Miami, she's like, she has no attitude. None.
None. And I think too, maybe that's like what it's like too, if you're kind of been rich for a long time too. I think you're just so secure in like, she seemed to me, you know, because I don't even think she doesn't need to do the store. You know, I mean, she obviously does the store because she has a passion for clothing and fabrics and, you know, making women look wonderful. And, you know, I really, really, really loved her. I've said it, I've met her many times in real life, you know, Candace Bassett. I like Candace and Chris, like they're very down to earth. Ashley Darby's like super sweet in real life. I was like, Michael. I
mean, what little questions did you get in with Sutton? Like what? Because I mean, I was asking some inappropriate questions about the future, about the future of the show. Things that like, it's almost like I'm asking you, girl, but like maybe don't tell me because then I'm going to be in a pickle because here I am behind the velvet rope, right?
Well, dude, I said to her, because she gave that very diplomatic response about Rena, but I was like, tell us how you really feel. And she looked at me like she wanted to tell me exactly how she really felt, but she obviously didn't do that because I don't even think she cared that the publicist was around. I think she just got distracted about something else. I mean,
she would have honestly, yes,
a lot.
She was an open book to a point, especially if the publicist wasn't there. Like we could have. You know,
wanted to ask her too. Did Erica Jane send her a Christmas card? You know, I mean, you know, has she had any contact with EJ? Is she looking forward to maybe having a relationship with Erica now that Rin is out of the picture? You know,
well, I said, like, you know, who else is going? And she said, I said, it's not just Rinna, right? And then she started to answer, but then she gave the obvious answer. She's like, well, I mean, no, she's like, Diana's going, right? I mean, Diana just announced that she was going, but I'm like, Sutton, yes. that doesn't tell me anything. I mean, like more than Diana. And then that's when it's like too many people. I'm telling you, like another minute and I would have gotten some information, which I'm happy I didn't, because like, I don't, you know, it's a fine line. You want to share with these wonderful people because that's where the loyalty is. But God, guys, I've burned so many fucking bridges with Housewives. I can't burn bridges here in LA. I can't. Teresia, you think Teresia Giudice wants to come on my podcast? Thank you, Kim D.
Well, I think that you you ask very smart, you ask very insightful questions. I think a lot of people don't really want to answer those types of questions. So I really, I don't know that it's necessarily you. And I mean, you know, like maybe it is Kim D, because right, they have no love loss. So maybe it's Kim D. But how do you feel about Diana going? Do you think? I mean, we both call, I mean, you probably said it first, but I mean, we kind of were in agreement about that from the beginning. We thought for a while, especially like with the whole bots thing and everything, like that was just going to be, she was going to be gone.
Listen, people hate her. I always will have a soft spot for someone once they are the underdog. I know people are like, people believe in their heads that she did this to Garcelle. And so therefore, when I say I like her now, we're going to have racist comments about me, which I'm telling everyone to go fuck themselves. I'm not entertaining that because it's bullshit. I feel Diana got a bad rap. I mean, I feel that she wasn't perfect, but I really don't think she understood how this warped, where he says Rin is, I just think she came in and I do think she got a little beat up. And I mean, you know, what is this? What is this? Right. Like, what is this? So I think they, I kind of think they did her dirty. I do. I personally don't believe Diana or anybody on the show is behind the bots. That's just me. I think, I guess if I believe someone is, probably it would be Diana out of all of them, but I don't believe it. And I just think she kind of got a bad rap and they ran her off the show. And I believe, I know how these shows are made. You know how these shows are made. It's editing. And I don't believe in anyone being truly evil or truly good. I think there are so many shades of gray in the middle. And I think there is good in Diana. And I understand she's not back. I'm fine with her not being back. I'm not going to miss her, but I don't think she's so hateable. And if I saw her out, I would tell her, hello, Diana.
Hello, Diana. Me too. I think that's a great assessment of her. Really. And I know she's not coming back, and we'll see who else is. I'm sure we'll know, I would think, in the next week, because it sounds like end of January, February, they're beginning to film. So we're going to know very soon. People are getting
or a little later.
Okay.
I heard from a source. I don't know. You know, it's kind of a reliable source, but I don't know. Like, I heard they're not filming till March, but I think with Diana announcing, I think they're going down the list, right? They started with Rinna, the big one. Let's not do two in 1 week. Now Diana announced. Might Crystal be announcing next? I think maybe. I'm starting to think.
Now, wait a minute. Tell me this. What do you think the Patrick Summers text messages and so-called, you know, do you, I mean, anybody can Photoshop anything, right? So This is getting crazy. Dude, what do you think?
He
puts up this thing that's supposedly a text message exchange between Erica Jane and somebody, and it's EJ basically saying Garcelle's full of shit, placates to different sides, and then uses the race card. And I'm going to call her out on it this year. I'm not putting up with that shit, right? Then he says,
I thought that was Erica talking, sending him DMs.
That's the way he presented it.
Well, I mean, then that's literally the most absurd thing I've heard of. That's literally, people DM me all day, and the minute they ask me a real hard pressed thing about someone, I'm like, I am not putting this in writing. Are you fucking stupid? So you think Erica Jane is, first of all, answering anybody on her DMs, let alone saying to him, I'm coming for Garcelle or whatever you just read to me? I mean, what? No, this man is literally certifiable at this point. Literally.
He responds to her, Erica. So Garcelle is so mad at you for cussing out her son. LOL. This supposedly went down December 13th. EJ supposedly responds, she's lucky I didn't slap him and tell him what I was really thinking. I'm done with her entire facade. Beverly Hills isn't about race, and she makes our show a weekly race thing. Done walking on eggshells. Heart from EJ.
I saw that. I mean, in what world would any housewife put that in writing? Is Karen Huger to put that in writing about Giselle? Is Countess Luanga to put it in writing about Dorit? I mean, that is absurd. First of all, the whole I'm going to smack him next time, there is a 0% chance that that is real. Maybe Erica, I'm not saying she wouldn't say that. She would possibly say it to Lisa Rinna. I mean, I'm not sure, but she's not going to say it to a fucking stranger. Go on.
No. So he, I was going to go to his profile and see if it's still up there or whatever, but he basically, okay. So he was like, how was the reunion? And EJ writes, Garcelle sounded like she just smoked a pack of cigarettes on her break. Like, meaning that's how her voice came off in the thing. So I know. Is there any truth to any of this? And he basically goes on to out a guy he says is married, that, Erica is having an affair with. This guy is such a poser. Like,
I mean, there's no way. I mean, there's, I'm not even.
Reunion?
Yes.
Well, we never saw him there.
No, we did not. This is literally certifiably crazy. I'm sorry. We're at the point of being crazy. They're not real. There's no way they're going to be real. That's insane. By the way, I understand that Ashley and Luke broke up, but that doesn't because she said it on Watch What Happens, but that doesn't explain why she deleted all the pictures. Sounded like it ended pretty well. She just said that she's a lot with her ex, Michael.
Did it end well? I mean, she says that Michael is that Luke is an absolute saint and had so much patience. And
yeah.
I love my Andy. Andy goes in and goes, well, what do you mean? Like, what do you mean by that? Like, Michael wasn't happy. She really deflects. She says, well, you know, I'm going through a lot. I'm getting divorced. I have the kids. You know, we're still like separated. There's lots of things floating around. I mean, look, to me, it sounded like Michael either had a major, major issue with it, or like she's got so much shit going on, like not in a good way, that he basically was like, girl, best wishes. Like, I can't take this. I mean, I don't know. I thought it was a very, like, it was, there was way more to that story. Way more. I mean, I thought she kept it classy. She kept it amicable because I think she does really care for Luke. Like, I think they had a really good hot fling, but
we got to get her with somebody else from Bravo.
I told you she's going to be with an older guy. And also, I would not be shocked. I'm sorry. I would not be shocked if she somehow ends up back with Michael, or if they're still fooling around. None of that would shock me. I think genuinely, I know people don't believe it, but she really loved Michael and was well aware of all his antics and openly said they had threesomes together. Honey, she knows. And so I don't know.
Who am I to judge anyone's relationship? You never know what goes on behind closed doors. But like, I mean, if she really wants traditional and she's not getting it and she feels she doesn't deserve it, like, girl needs some therapy. Like, I'm not blaming her. I mean, Michael's a fucking Peter Pan pig who's going to be alone forever. But like, look, more power to you. Go for these three sons in this type of lifestyle, but it's like you can't have it both ways. It sounds like Michael's not going to change. So I just feel bad. So there are things online where people are like, Ashley didn't seem well during that Watch What Happened. She seemed sad.
Oh, really?
I'm not saying it. She seemed fine to me. She said, look, it's the first guy I dated. And, you know, it's the first guy I dated, like, post-divorce. There's a lot more out there. And, you know, I mean, I was like, you go, girl. You know what I mean?
I know.
So.
Yeah. All right. I love
how's
you.
How's that?
I love you and leave you. No, this was great. I mean, there's so much going on.
I have truly exhausted myself today. This Jen Shah, between that and our show the other day with Rinna, like, I've just been wound up. I mean, here in California, it's just, you don't get a lot of sleep. You don't get a lot of sleep, guys. You went to your thing with Jason Lee.
Well, I did, but I didn't get in. But we did kind of miss. It looks like Jason Lee had private jets with chicks with hot asses being suspended from the ceiling into the crowd. We did
something
miss
told me, listen, you stick with me, Sarah. I said, I'm like, this is not the one for me. I'm going to skip it.
Well, the problem was, and you know, I love Jason Lee. I loved listening to your interview, and I have no idea what the story was, but we waited in line for 45 minutes in the, you know,
this is already like
exactly. So I was like, no, I'm good. I think they were doing something like they had a whole like red carpet scene. And supposedly one of the publicists said they were trying to feed the red carpet while checking people in. And it was like a mess. I don't know. But anyway, looks
we'll
great.
Do a dinner at Il Cielo, you and I.
We'll do that. We will definitely do Il Cielo.
You know, that's one of Kyle's favorites. So pick a date for that.
Right,
and
I'm
we
in.
Will do it. How's that?
Sounds good to me. Love you, hon.
Follow our podcast, Behind the Velvet Rope and the Sarah Fraser Show. I'm going to go have coffee. So enjoy yourself.
Bye, David. Relax.
Bye.
See ya. Bye.
Thanks for listening to yet another episode of Behind the Velvet Rope. Because without you listeners, I would just be a crazy person with voices in my head. And if you like what you hear, subscribe on Apple Podcasts under Behind the Velvet Rope. And when you're done subscribing, feel free to leave a 5-star write-up review, because the write-up reviews actually count. We read each and every one of them. We post the best ones, and the reviews really help our shows keep going. And we really appreciate everything you guys say, especially the positive ones. And if you want to find us online, we're at Behind Velvet Rope on Instagram. We are at David Yontef on Instagram. We're Behind The Velvet Rope on Apple Podcasts. Or head on over to Patreon, because you know what? There are just some things we can't talk about here. So for our bonus episodes, go to Patreon and type in Behind The Velvet Rope. And if you still aren't sick of me and you want more David, go to Cameo and book me on Cameo. And you can ask me anything there. I'll answer whatever you want. And I have a bargain basement price of $10. Thank you guys. See you soon.